right. So what was the creative process behind the new site? Why did you want to start a new site?
Well, I had another site. It was called Backland Energy. I used it for I had an oil business. I started an oil business. It was 6 years ago. And I sold the oil business because I had a book out and I'm on a mission. I want to go around our whole country and give talks about health and fitness and training and being reliable and showing up on time, being sort of a role model for people of all ages.
Okay, so who'd you work with on the new site? Who developed it, and like, kind of, what are your hopes for it?
Well, I'm hoping it, it has some good things in there. And I, when I go to a library, I want to ship them, or I want to be able to have something for them so they can use for press. So I show them where the things that they can use for press, while they're promoting a book signing at the library. I think there's some good information for the people to go on there, and they can find out what I'm all about, and what I believe in, and what I'm going to stand up for.
The thing that intrigued me the most on the website is, and I clicked it and it said coming soon, and it kind of got me all anticipated, all crazy, and it said podcast. So are you thinking about starting a podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to start a podcast pretty soon. I've got all the equipment in my basement, and I have somebody that's been assisting with me, and she's got sick a little bit, so she's recovering. When she does that, we're going to continue going on, and we should maybe have it going in a month or so.
Excellent. So, like, what are your hopes for it? Like, are you going to have wrestlers on there? Are you going to talk about life, like health? Like, what's the hope?
You know, we'll talk about everything. But we'll definitely have people coming, and we'll be interviewing them, and I'll have some kids on there that are amateur wrestlers that I've coached years ago, some coaches that maybe I worked with, people from all over, and. But I want it to be a solid program. It's not going to be a lot of swearing and stuff like mm-hmm. that. We don't need to use that kind of discourse.
Absolutely. So what kind of was the inspiration for the podcast? Did you see a lot of other professional wrestlers doing it, and you were like, I can do it the Bob Backlund way? Or like, did you just want to just speak? How did that all come about?
Well, no, it started, I had this book out. It came out last September, and I've been, people that got the book, they've been emailing me about maybe having, asking me a question about peer pressure
mm-hmm.
and what they can do about it. It doesn't work very well to solve a problem with an email on a question like that. It's
sure.
better to do it on the phone. I wanted to make myself available for people of all ages to come call and ask me a question about maybe life or what how this worked or how I got ahead in the WWE or whatever it was. I just wanted to make myself available for people that were wondering how maybe they could make their life maybe just a little better.
Okay, to mention the book before, I mean, it's been out for a couple of months now. You've gotten some amazing recommendations and references from, Sports Illustrated, Examiner, Inquisitor, a bunch of places. A lot of people have read it, reviewed it. What have the feelings been like now that it's been out? How has everything kind of affected you?
Well, I had a very proud feeling of it when it came out. I was proud of how it was written. Rob Miller did a great job. Very proud of what was said in the book. And it was just a story of my life. I'm even more proud. I'm like goose pimples in my arms right now. It's been so exciting and so interesting. I go to a library, and if I can affect one or two people and make their lives a little better, there's no better feeling than thinking that you're, trying to, encourage or do things that can help people to improve their lives.
I was going to ask you, so I'm curious about this. It's like you're I don't want to say joining the new generation, because I mean, your work has affected countless people across various different generations. But with this new site and with the podcast, you're making yourself a lot more accessible to other people. Would you ever think about, having a Twitter or something like that?
I'm on a Facebook page right now. I'm just going to send a message.
All right, there you go. That answers that question. So that's
great.
We'll
have a book signing in Meriden Library in Meriden, Connecticut at 6:30 a.m. Monday.
You're an early bird, man.
It's on the May 9th.
Okay.
I said I got to do Facebook. I don't know anything about it. And I started on Sunday, and this is my third day that I've been doing Facebook.
Wow. So what do you think so far? Do you like it?
You know, it's actually chaos, but I've had a good time doing it, and I got to find out how I can respond back to these people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to find that out this afternoon.
All right, great.
But I like it. I've enjoyed it so far.
I was watching the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony this year, and I remember when Stan Hansen was getting inducted, the camera panned to you, and, you know, you're a very strong-willed person. You know, you don't play your cards that well, you don't put all your cards out on the table in the fact that, like, you have that very strong face, you know? And when Stan was talking, I saw this look on your face, and I'm kind of like, I want to ask him what he's feeling right now, because you had some wars with him in Madison Square Garden back in the day. So, like, how did you feel when you heard Stan Hansen at that podium talking about being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Well, again, I got goose pimples right in my my whole body right now. But we had some wars in Madison Square Garden, and for him to say the things that he was doing, it was just I never knew his thoughts. I never spoke to him after those matches. I didn't ever call him. He never called me. So it was all, I was always wondering just what was going through his mind. But he really and I did. I called him the day after the induction to the Hall of Fame, and I said thank you very much and for your comments. And I really it made my heart really feel good that you had those thoughts. You know, or were willing to say that about me, and that when you're inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's always great for someone to kind of put you over, but, you know, like, when you know it's coming, it's a little bit different. So it's like you had no clue that he was going to say any of that stuff, right?
Well, I figured he was going to say more of a negative than positive,
Yeah.
Because we had some differences there,
Okay.
But and then when I went to Amarillo, Texas, and Terry Funk gave me that big push, he was there too, and Terry had trained at Stan Hansen at the time, and they pushed me ahead of him. So I thought there was some resentment there.
Wow.
So I just thought, going way back to 1974 when I went to Amarillo, Texas, and Stan Hansen was there, he was just getting started too, and they pushed me ahead of him. That was I thought that would cause a lot of friction between him and I. And that was a long time that going on in my mind.
Yeah.
I finally found out that it was all good. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a breath of fresh air in a way?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. Yeah, I think that's why my facial expression made it. But, yeah, and I didn't know that they had a camera on me.
Yeah, like, it just panned to you, and then I saw, like, it wasn't a smirk, because you just had this look on your face, like, all right, like, that's cool, I'm down with that, you know? And I have to talk to him. The next time I talk to him, I have to ask him about that, so.
Well, you know, I had somebody the other day tell me that, it was last night at Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
A person said, you know, I was sitting back behind you, and you never leaned back in your chair. You know, you're just sitting straight up the whole time.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever. The only time I lean back in a chair is when I'm driving a car.
So
otherwise,
like,
I sit up straight.
Straight posture. Yep. Oh man, I have to ask you, and I know it's kind of like a jokey question, but I mean, you've been in the ring with everybody, you know, and Hansen is one of those guys that people say is incredibly stiff. So I'm sure you've taken a clothesline from him. How does that feel compared to somebody else's clothesline?
Well, I was taught a long time ago, you go with the flow. Whatever your opponent's doing, you do also.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really had a problem with him as far as stiffness goes.
I gotcha.
He hit me in the stomach one time and said, "You could hit me all day, and that's not going to affect me."
I mean, he's pretty scary too.
I was doing that wheel exercise, and it made my abs. You weren't going to get through my abs.
Yeah. Wow. So I have to ask you too. Do you watch a lot of wrestling today?
I don't watch a lot of things. I do. I don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
I watch some, but not a lot.
Do you feel like it's too entertainment based? Like it's too taken away from like what you used to do?
Well, I'm so used to having the science in it a little bit anyway, and it's just hard to watch it when it's just constant. You watch one, and then it's been, you know, there's just so much punching and kicking and chairs and tables. It's just repeating, and from the first match to the last. But and it's I was at Monday Night Raw. I watched two or three matches, and then I went in the back. But it's been very entertaining for the fans. But I wish there would be just a little more W in some of the matches.
I gotcha. So
but, you know, the guys are working hard. They're doing the best they can to entertain people, and they're actually doing a heck of a job.
So what are your goals for your site over the next year or so? Because like right now you have a beautiful template. Everything is on the screen when you open up. So it's like website design 101. That's like a home run. That's like everyone can see everything that they're supposed to see on that main page. But like how do you want to fill it up with content over the next year or so?
Well, I'm going to fill it up with content by going to all kinds of libraries all over the country. And I think I told you this before, but my goal in life, and I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, and this is why I sold the oil business. I want to go out and be a motivator. I want to mirror what Jack O'Lane used to do years ago with health and fitness in a blender. I'm on a bigger mission than I've ever been in my life. I'm more excited about my future than I've ever been in my life, and it's just wonderful to be able to think I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to encourage people to do good things.